I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We keep hearing how there's a lot at stake in the presidential election this fall, like a lot more than usual. That may be why we're also hearing a lot about efforts to get out the vote this year. And in parts of the country, some people who are pushing to bring others to the ballot box can't even vote themselves. Reporter Shuka Kalantari met a group of teenagers who are doing just that in Silver Spring, Maryland.
Hello, am I speaking with Claudia Rivera? My name is Jessica, and I'm calling from CASA in Action. CASA in Action is an organization that fights for the rights of immigrants as well as...
Jessica Hernandez is in a small room with about a dozen other people at CASA Maryland in Silver Spring. They're spending their Thursday night calling Latino immigrants to get them to register to vote. But some of the volunteers, like Hernandez, can't vote themselves.
I'm like what you call an alien, but I am in the process of trying to get papers, and then I will vote to make a difference for us immigrants.
Hernandez is 19 and came here from Mexico 2 years ago. She's undocumented and is dealing with the frustration of not being able to vote by making sure others do.
I can't physically put my vote in and say, okay, I want this change. So I go around telling my friends who were born here or who do have papers and are able to vote. So I tell them, you can make a difference for us. Like, each vote is very, very important.
Hernandez says she's never been politically active before, but this election has changed that.
I'm like, no, dude, like, what if Trump wins by one vote? Like, your one vote could make a difference for somebody else.
Then there are volunteers here like Juan Carlos Espeno. He's also from Mexico and can't vote because he's only 17. But like Hernandez, that doesn't stop him from going door to door to get people to register to vote.
Hola, ¿cómo está?
Bien,
¿qué tal? ¿Está registrado para votar?
No.
Even though he's a U.S. citizen, Espeno wants other Latinos to register to protect his undocumented friends. He wants to be part of their fight.
Their fight for justice, for equal rights. Because I am 100% Latino, and those are my brothers and sisters, and I gotta help my brothers and sisters. They're family. They have to be helped.
That's apartment 3 to apartment 5.
Espeno says he'll keep knocking on strangers' doors if that's what it takes to keep away a future president with anti-immigrant policies. And as for what he'd propose if he were president?
If I were to be president, I would pass a immigration reform. That's what I would do. I would unite families again together. Offer them jobs, make them citizens, productive citizens of the United States. Make them family. We need more unification rather than division.
There are millions of Latino citizens in the U.S. not registered to vote. Volunteers like Jessica Hernandez and Juan Carlos Espeno know they'll only reach a fraction of these people, but they'll keep up their efforts, knowing that every person they get to show up at the polls might represent a vote in their favor. For The World, I'm Shuka Kalantari, Silver Spring, Maryland.